Welcome to the Daily Actor Interview Podcast. I'm Lance Carter. Up until about 2 years ago, Dennis O'Hare had a terrific career. He moved seamlessly from TV, film, and Broadway. But once he was cast in True Blood, his career went to another level. As Russell Edgington, he made the show 10 times more fun to watch with his portrayal of the Vampire King of Mississippi. From there, he went back to Broadway and Ealing, and now he's starring in FX's American Horror Story. He plays Larry the Burn Guy, a man who was disfigured in a fire that was started by his wife when he revealed his love for his neighbor Constance, who was played by Jessica Lange. In this Q&A, Dennis talks about the makeup for the show, how he got the part, and how he's addicted to theater. I really do appreciate it when you support the advertisers. Every little click does help. You would be absolutely surprised. Don't forget, we also sell casting director and agent mailing labels and have a bunch of other cool actor services available. You can check that out on the site, dailyactor.com. And now, here's Dennis.
Dennis, nice talking to you, man. This is so cool.
A pleasure. It's kind of like Jeopardy. He didn't hit that button.
Yeah. So you've done like a ton of Broadway and obviously film and TV. Does anyone give you more satisfaction at the end of the day?
You know, I'm trained as a theater actor, and I spent most of my life on stage, and I, the sort of immediacy and tight wire act that theater acting is, I'm addicted to. That being said, there are things you can do in film and TV that you cannot do in theater, and the subtlety in film and TV I really relish, and the sort of outlandish effects you can do in film and TV I find attractive. I've, for instance, never done this kind of makeup on a stage piece. I've never done that before, and so I've only been afforded this sort of experience in TV and film, and I do love that.
I'm sure you don't have to audition a lot anymore, but what's probably been like your worst audition, where you just come out of the audition room and you're like, ah!
It's funny you should say that. I don't know if you know who James Morrison is. He's an actor at 24. He's a lovely guy. He made a documentary called Showing Up, and it is about the audition process, and he interviewed, I don't know, 30 people. B.B. Wong is in it, and Lois Smith, and Steven Spinella, tons of actors, Margot Martindale, talking about their worst experiences in audition. I've had a lot of them. I tend to be a little feisty, and I've had fights in auditions with casting directors, which I'm not proud of, and it didn't serve me well. But I have a little bit of an Irish temper.
You're playing such a dark character, and a lot of times we hear actors say that you have to like who you're playing to be able to play that character convincingly. So what do you like about your character, and how do you connect with them?
You know, it's funny, I love this character, and I love him because I feel like he is engaged in a sort of timeless epic struggle, and I see him as kind of a Dante-esque figure. He's somebody who is trapped in a circle of hell, and he's trying to work his way out. And he's a human being who's flawed, and he's obviously weak, and he's given into temptation and made bad choices. But through that all, he's still got this sort of, I don't know, passion and dream to achieve something. And it's an odd character. I mean, I like no other character I've ever played in my life, I find that I have to reach for metaphor to describe him. I have an innate sense of who he is, and when I'm playing him, it's all very instinctual. But to describe it, I find myself running to literature, and so I think of him as sort of like Igor, you know, in the Frankenstein mythology, or an Amanuensis in some other mythologies, or a psychopomp, as they call them sometimes, somebody who traffics between worlds. And it's a really odd, beautiful character.
And you, as an actor, seem to really be able to lose yourself in every role you play. You're so great all the time, but you always...
Thank you.
It always takes a minute to go, oh, it's him, because you become that character so incredibly. So how do you do that? Because it's not something a lot of actors seem to be able to pull off.
Well, part of it is the richness of the character. Part of the reason I'm drawn to characters like this guy, or like Russell Edgington, or like even a character like John Briggs in Milk, is that they're sharply etched, and they're clearly defined. And so I, as an actor, have an easier task. I know where I'm going. And if you add to it an aspect that's larger than life, like someone like Russell Edgington, who's 2,800 years old, or someone like Larry, who has got a very severe physical deformity, it takes away part of your resistance as an actor, and you simply give over to the character's features and the character's characteristics. You know, Ryan wanted me to have a withered arm instead of a limp, and so the minute you start putting these things on, you feel different, and you feel like someone else, and, that informs everything.
What is it that you like and dislike about genre work, like American Horror Story and True Blood?
I guess I didn't even know the word genre until I did True Blood. That's how naive I was, and I didn't realize that there was a point of view about certain types of TV. And so I guess I found it disappointing that there is a segment of the critical community that looks at genre as something that is separate, less than, and especially when it comes to things like the awards, I find it kind of baffling that True Blood has been snubbed so many times, given the incredible range of acting they have on there, and the incredible storytelling, and the incredible production values. And so I guess I've been a little shocked at the prejudice that exists, even by having a word called genre. What I love about it is that it, like sci-fi, is truly imaginative. And I guess I'm a kid at heart in that when I go for entertainment, I want to be totally transported. I want to go somewhere else. I want to encounter different things, different beings, different universes. And so I love that aspect of being able to play those things in both True Blood and American Horror.
How did the role come to you?
Fairly suddenly and without warning, I received a phone call, and my agent a phone call from Ryan Murphy saying he wanted to talk to me, and my agent said, "I can't tell you what, I just know that he wants to talk to you." And I said, "Well, of course, I'm going to take this phone call." And he basically outlined American Horror Story for me and said, "There's a character named Larry, the burn guy, and I'd like you to play it." Couldn't tell me a whole lot about where Larry was going to go. So he sent me the pilot, which I read over the weekend, and he spoke again on Monday, and he said, "Well, do you want to do this?" And I said, "Absolutely, I'd love to do it." And that was it. We made the deal, and we moved on. It was very unusual, and that's my understanding, is that's how Ryan operates. He tends to be very to the point. He decides what he wants, and he goes after it and gets it, and I loved it.
There are so many schools of acting, from Stanislavski's method to Laurence Olivier's It's All Just Pretend, Dear Boy.
Yes.
What is your process, and how did you apply it to creating Larry?
I mean, I'm a Stanislavski actor. I was trained at Northwestern University in Chicago, Illinois, Evanston, rather. And the tradition I come from is a form of Stanislavski, which means that you are looking simultaneously at the text and looking for clues beneath the words. And you're also doing an imaginative exercise where you're thinking about what's happening in this world, what's happening after this moment, what's happened before this moment, where have I come from, what is the entire history behind this moment. And with a character like Larry, there's so much to draw on. And the challenge, of course, is that I'm not always up to speed about what is true and what's a lie. And I had a shocking conversation with Ryan about a month ago where we were talking about where Larry was headed, and given last night's episode, he said to me, "Well, we'll find out that everything Larry said was a lie." As an actor, you're kind of like, "Oh, so all the things I've been saying are a lie," which is kind of genius on one hand, because actors with too much information can be very dangerous creatures. So it's nice to not have all the information, but to simply play what I think is happening in front of me. It's certainly what deluded people do, and many of these characters are deluded. So it's kind of nice to be in the same boat as they are.
Do you think American Horror Story might go a little bit more comedic and show us Larry's headshots that he was going on about?
I would have loved to have had a scene with Larry running lines with Ben in the apartment for The Odd Couple and giving each other notes. That would have been fantastic. And I would love to see Larry's photo session with the photographer. He's saying, "Okay, chin down. Okay, a little more to the right. Okay, nice. Hold that." I think that'd be terrific. You know, they write me beautiful comic stuff. There was a great scene last night when I was coming into the open house with Marcy the Realtor and Con and Vivian, and I just love the fact that they give me this nice little comic stuff. Who knows what's coming up? I still haven't gotten the last script, so I'm very curious to see what they're going to do with me.
Slightly off topic, I presume you'll be coming back for next season. Will that interfere with a return to True Blood?
I don't know anything about the future. I'm certainly thrilled about the show and would love to be included in it. Luckily for me, they both shoot on opposite schedules, so True Blood actually gears up right this Monday, and they'll work until July. And American Horror Story is winding down about the first week of December and won't begin shooting again until next July. So it sort of fits as two halves to a lovely year.
You know, Larry looks very scary. So can you tell us about the transformational process that you have to undergo to, you know, turn out looking as a burn victim?
Yeah, it's funny that I was noticing last night that they actually favored my right side, my face, a lot in that episode. And we didn't actually see a whole lot of the burn part, which I found very interesting. It's a trick when you're shooting, try to figure out how, which side do you favor. The makeup takes about 3.5 hours, and it's this great company that works with American Horror Story. Christian Tinsley is the name of the company, and a guy named Mike Nikash is my primary makeup artist, and he's just fantastic. And it's a long process, obviously. It's multi-layered appliances, and then there's a lot of painting, a lot of hand painting, and then there's a wig involved, and that goes on. And then the hand has to be, you know, cinched in, and the hand gets makeup. And it's exhausting, but it's really great because it allows me to sort of step down into the character gradually. I don't ever get chopped into shooting. By the time I'm shooting, I'm very well ready.
You know, your character and yourself, you come in a long line of actors who are on screen wearing a good deal of prosthetic makeup, from Lon Chaney to Robert Englund. So I'm curious, that first time you had the makeup on, how much time did it take for you to, like, kind of get into that skin and realize the extent of what your facial expressions could be like and how far you could take it?
When we first put it on, I was walking around the lot in at Paramount in California, and I went to the cafeteria, and it was very uncomfortable because the makeup is so good and looks so real that people assumed I wasn't an actor. They assumed that there was, oh, look at that poor guy. So people would sort of avert their eyes, or they would nod politely, and it was a great exercise in exploring what the character's daily reality must be like. I find myself not wanting to be in public. So when I'm shooting, I tend to sit in my trailer alone and ask for food to be brought to me. I don't want to walk around. I don't want to be gawked at. It's really weird. I just find myself in a position not that I'm ashamed. I don't want to be the freak show. And that's a really interesting experience I didn't expect to have. It's an intense thing. I can only really smile on one side of my face, on the right side. The left side is sort of locked down, and that creates a wonderful, wry, crooked expression. It's funny, I've had a few scenes where I've actually wept, and the left eye also weeps. So, there is that.
Thanks, Dennis, and thank you guys for listening. Keep coming back to Daily Actor for more great interviews, news from film, TV, and theater, and so, so much more. Thank you for supporting the advertisers. I'm Lance, and I'll talk to you soon.